Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the PLDT conference call to discuss the company's financial and operating results for the first half of 2013. This conference call is being recorded. Replay information will be provided at the end of the call. At this point, I would like to turn you over to Ms. Melissa Verhelde-Jos, Head of Investor Relations for PLDT, for the introduction. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today to discuss the company's financial and operating results for the first half of 2013. As mentioned in the conference call invitation, today's presentation is posted on our website. For those who've not been able to do so, you may download the presentation from www.pldt.com.ph under the Investor Relations section. For today's presentation, we have with us members of the PLDT Group Management Team, namely Mr. Manny Pangilinan, Chairman of the Board, Mr. Paul Nazareno, President and Chief Executive Officer of both PLDT and Smart, Mr. Chris Young, Chief Financial Advisor of PLDT, Annabel Linchua, SVP Treasurer of PLDT and Chief Financial Officer of Smart, and Attorney Ray Espinosa. At this point, let me turn the floor over to Mr. Paul Nazareno for the presentation.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We are pleased to share with you PLDT's financial and operating results for the first six months of 2013. When we announced our full year 2012 results earlier this year, we shared our view that PLDT would return to growth in 2013, driven by the continuing growth momentum in data revenue. We also expected operating costs to stabilize as the bulk of MRP, or Manpower Reduction Program expenses, were incurred last year. As you can see, our first half results are largely in line with this anticipated outlook. Service revenues for the first half of 2013 rose by 2% year-on-year and 1% half-on-half to 81.1 billion. Both our wireless and fixed line businesses registered growth compared with the first half last year and the last semester of  2012. EBITDA for the period grew to 14 billion, reflecting a 2% increase versus the first half of 2012, which included a 1.7 billion Manpower Reduction Program cost. Compared with the second half of 2012, this semester's EBITDA is 6% higher due to higher revenue, lower cash operating costs, partly offset by higher subsidy expenses in 2013 in line with our short-term strategy involving a greater push in postpaid plans to seed smartphone ownership, expected to boost data revenue. EBITDA margin was steady at 49% first half of 2013, and first half 2012, and higher than 47% in the second half of 2012. Reported net income for the first half of 2013 was higher by 2% year-on-year and 17% compared with the second half of 2012. Core net income of 19.4 billion rose 5% for the first half year-on-year and compared with the last half of 2012. Core earnings per share is 89 pesos and 64 centavos. On the second slide, this slide shows how our second quarter results compare with the same period last year and with the first quarter of this year. Service revenues in the second quarter were higher by 3% quarter-on-quarter and 4% year-on-year. EBITDA for the second quarter registered a 5% year-on-year improvement, but declined 4% quarter-on-quarter due to the higher subsidy expenses. As a result, EBITDA margin for 2013 of 48% was lower than 51% in first quarter 2013, but better than 47% of the second quarter last year. Core income of $9.8 billion for the second quarter of 2013 is a 6% year-on-year and a 2% quarter-on-quarter improvement. Reported net income for the period of $10.5 billion was a 13% year-on-year and a 15% quarter-on-quarter increase, mainly due to the $2 billion gain from the sale of the DPO business booked in the quarter. On the next slide, in line with PLDT's dividend policy, the Board of Directors today declared an interim regular dividend of 63 pesos per share, representing 70% of core earnings for the first 6 months of 2013. The dividend per share is 3 pesos or 5% higher than the interim dividend for 2012. The record date for the dividend is August 30, while the payment date is September 27. On the next slide, core net income for the first half of 2013 rose by $1 billion, or 5% year-on-year to $19.4 billion, and on track with full-year guidance of $38.3 billion. Higher revenues and EBITDA, as well as lower depreciation, contributed to the increase. This semester's core income included the 900 million peso gain from the sale of the third tranche of PhilWeb shares, while the first half of 2012 captured the $2 billion gain from the sale of Beacon preferred shares and $1.7 billion in manpower reduction program or MRP expenses. Reported net income as of June 2013 was $400 million or 2% higher year-on-year at $19.7 billion, mainly due to the higher core net income, a $2 billion peso gain from the sale of our BPO business, offset by higher forex and derivative net losses of $2.7 billion and a $900 million adjustment arising from PAS 19. On the next slide, PLDT's combined subscriber base stood at 78.7 million at the end of June 2013. Our combined cellular base grew by 5% or 3.5 million to 73.4 million from the end of 2012. Talk and text added 3.4 million subscribers, while Sun added 400,000. After a reduction in subscribers in the first quarter, Smart registered net adds of nearly 142,000 in the second quarter. Prepaid subscribers, accounting for 97% of our total cellular subscriber base, rose by 3.6 million or 5% year-on-year to 71.2 million. We believe that the Philippines is fundamentally a prepaid market, so we will continue to direct our efforts to growing our prepaid subscriber base. Compared with our efforts in the past, however, and as part of expanding our data business, we have in recent quarters increased initiatives on growing our postpaid subscriber base, as we believe postpaid subscribers will likely to be data users. As a result, our postpaid subscriber base increased to 2.2 million, and we added nearly 115,000 subscribers in the second quarter alone, following a decline in subscriber count in the previous quarter due to a cleanup of inactive Sun accounts. Our combined broadband base, on the other hand, stood at 3.2 million at the end of June 2013, consisting of 2.3 million wireless broadband subscribers and over 920,000 DSL subscribers. We have 2.1 million fixed line subscribers at the end of the first half of 2013. Next slide. Consolidated service revenues for the period grew by $1.4 billion, or 2% year-on-year, to $81.1 billion. 21% of our service revenues are dollar-linked. Had the peso remained stable, consolidated service revenues would have been higher by another 1%, or $700 million. This semester, decreases from our growing business segments outpaced declines in legacy revenues. Growing revenue streams from non-SMS data services of $16.9 billion, accounting for 21% of total revenues, were higher by 13% year-on-year, or 2 billion pesos. This more than offset the 1 billion peso decrease in revenues from our legacy businesses, namely NLD, ILD, and LEC, and satellite services. Revenues from cellular voice, cellular SMS, and LEC, which account for 60% of total revenues, were stable at $48.9 billion. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 2%, or $900 million, to $40 billion. At the end of June 2013, when EBITDA margin was stable at 49%. On the next slide, the highlights for our various segments, starting with broadband. Broadband service revenues now contributing 16% to total service revenues, maintained their upward trajectory with a 14% year-on-year growth to $12.7 billion for the first half of the year. This includes mobile internet browsing revenues of $2.1 billion, which rose 49% from the same period last year. Broadband ARPUs registered year-on-year increase in this semester compared with the same period last year. We anticipate growth in mobile internet browsing revenues to accelerate with increased smartphone ownership, as smartphone prices are on the decline and there is an expanding second-hand smartphone market as early adopters upgrade their units. Also, we are seeing more aggressive marketing initiatives from the distributors of Chinese-made handsets, challenging the local preference for branded handsets. Smartphone penetration of our total subscriber base is about 10%. With that, for postpaid, higher at 54%. To grow the broadband business further, our efforts are directed towards encouraging and increasing usage. These efforts include bundling of engaging and compelling content on multiple screens. I will provide you more updates on this later in the presentation. We continue to craft offers that address concerns about bill shock, such as affordable social network-only variants and postpaid bundles with price caps. Finally, key to growth of our data business is a reliable network that ensures quality of experience. PLDT's network quality and coverage remains unrivaled and can more than fully support the requirements of our data customers. On the next slide, our wireless business registered a 2% or 1 billion peso year-on-year rise in service revenues for the first 6 months of 2013, reflecting continued growth of non-SMS data and a modest increase in cellular voice revenues. Efforts to further increase wireless revenues are directed towards mitigating declines in cellular voice and SMS ARPUs, as well as growing non-SMS data revenues. This includes our short-term strategy of ceding smartphone ownership under postpaid plans. Moving to the fixed line, this segment registered a $700 million or 3% year-on-year increase in service revenues to $26.5 billion in the first half of 2013, net of interconnection costs. Upward momentum in DSL corporate data, including data center revenues, accounted for 1 billion pesos of the improvement, while NLD, ILD, and LEC revenues declined by 400 million. Improving Philippine economic conditions over well for our home and enterprise businesses, increased purchasing power and the growth in internet usage, plus our ability to offer interesting content supports demand for PLDT, DSL, Telepad, and fiber. In addition, the unabated growth of the BPO industry and SMEs, emerging demand for data center and cloud services provide rich growth opportunities for our enterprise business. On the next slide, free cash flow as of June 2013 stood at $20.7 billion, higher than our core income of $19.4 billion for the period. Higher cash from operations and lower capex were offset by movements in working capital and cash from deconsolidated operations. Our free cash flow plus $14 billion of proceeds from the sale of our BPO business and the third tranche of PhilWeb shares were used for dividend payments amounting to $24.1 billion, deposit on MediaQuest, PBR subscription of $2.6 billion, and repayment of $1.3 billion of debt. PLDT Group CapEx for 2013 is expected to be $29 billion, lower by $7.4 billion from previous year. At the end of June, PLDT Group CapEx stood at $4.8 billion, almost half of the CapEx in the first 6 months of 2012. The year's CapEx will continue to fortify the PLDT Group's unrivaled network, which is designed to maximize the customer's quality of experience, especially in data. Continued investments in expanding 3G and LTE coverage are being made. At the end of June, our LTE coverage leads the market with the expansion to 1,100 sites and presence in over 170 cities and municipalities nationwide. Because backhaul and transport are keys to delivering data, our CapEx program includes further investments in extending our fiber footprint, which now stands at 71,000 kilometers, including 7,200 kilometers of international submarine fiber and 4,000 kilometers of domestic submarine cable. In support of our multimedia strategy, we recently commissioned our content delivery platform to support Smart Music, the country's biggest music portal, online music portal, and a delivery system which allows Signal customers to watch their favorite channels on their mobile phones and tablets. On the next slide, net debt at the end of June 2013 was $1.7 billion US dollars, or $200 million lower than at the end of 2012. Net debt to EBITDA was also lower at 0.98 from over 1x at the end of last year. 51% of gross debt is denominated in US dollars. Taking into account our U.S. cash holdings and hedges, only 36% of $975 million of our total debt is unhedged. 68% of our debt are fixed rate loans. PLDT's debt profile remains healthy, with maturities well spread out, PLDT's credit ratings with Fitch, Moody's, Standard & Poor's remain at investment grade. On the next slide, our strategic direction is to transform PLDT into a multimedia organization to start with the convergence of the worlds of telecommunications, media, and the Internet. In line with this, we are pursuing a significant number of initiatives, a few of which I would like to update you on. In partnership with MCA Music, Smart recently launched Smart Music, a game-changing online music portal which allows Smart, talk and text, and some subscribers to download music at very competitive prices as low as 15 pesos or 34 U.S. cents per track. For the Philippines alone, digital music accounts for 40% of the 700 million peso domestic music business. As for Signal TV, the direct-to-home or DTH business that PLDT is investing in via Philippine Depository Receipts of 4 PDRs, its subscriber base has grown from 457,000 at the end of March to nearly 515,000 today. PLDT has also recently made available its first triple play offer, which includes landline, fiber to the home broadband of up to 100 megabytes per second, and megabits per second, and Signal TV content. We also have a tie-up with ClickPlay, which allows our subscribers to access on-demand over 200 blockbuster movies from distributors like Sony Pictures and Warner Brothers. The latest launch is Signal TV To Go, an over-the-top service that allows Smart and some subscribers to view real-time broadcast feeds of Signal channels on their smartphones or tablets. Currently in its beta phase, the service is available on the Android OS, but will soon be available on other operating systems. These are only a few and just the beginning, as we continue to explore new ways of providing engaging and compelling content to generate new revenue sources by capitalizing on our network and content strengths. Lastly, we are encouraged by our first half results and continue to see 2013 as the year we return to growth. Our goal remains to pursue growth in data while maintaining the equilibrium of our core businesses and managing the declines in our legacy services. Though contribution to profitability may be modest this year, we will actively pursue our multimedia strategy as we offer more content to complement our access business while using our network strength as leverage to expand our customer base. In this light, we confirm our guidance of 38.3 billion of core net income for 2013. That captures the highlights of our first half results. Again, thank you for joining us today, and we're now ready to take your questions.
We'll first take questions from those who have joined us through the conference facility before we take questions from the floor. Operator, could you read the instructions for the questions?
Thank you. The floor is now open for your questions. If you have a question, please press star 1 slowly on your telephone keypad. Should you wish to cancel your question, you may press star 2 key. One moment, please, while we wait for the first question. Our first question is from Mr. Luis Hilado. Your line is now open. You may go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the call. I had three questions. The first was regarding the ARPU trends in the quarter. Seems like for Smart and Talk and Text, it's flat, whether it's postpaid and prepaid, but there is movement in the Sun Cellular prepaid and postpaid in opposite directions. I just wanted to know if this is a conscious effort to shift the prepaid subscribers of Sun to postpaid and hence the ARPU uplift at postpaid. Second question is, I noticed the PLDT triple play on the slide. Just wondering if at a certain stage you will also put mobile as well as part of that bundled package. And last question is if you could give us any update on the Cure frequency auction.
Hi, Louis. Thank you for the question. I think in terms of ARPU, the ARPUs for the first quarter compared to the second quarter are practically stable. But there are certain adjustments at the Sun side when it comes to the postpaid ARPU. Right now, it is not included. Actually, it becomes a quad play if you include mobile. It is only included in terms of the connected screens because right now we can offer signal subscribers to be able to avail directly on real time some channels at Signal, for example, CNN, HD, and all the rest. On the Cure frequency, I think really this is up to, it's still with the NTC. We await for action on their part, but it is already written at this point. You know, the ball is in their court.
Could I have just one follow-up on the triple play? Thinking more of, would you be able to bundle mobile with the whole package and then like give a discount to each of the services as a result? Or it's more of, as you mentioned, just putting the content of Signal onto the mobile platform?
We are not there yet when it comes to bundling mobile with a fix. We're still looking at our platforms for a combined visibility between the fixed and the wireless subscriber base. But pretty soon we should be able to do that.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Any follow-up questions, sir?
That's all for now.
Thank you. Our next question is from Mr. Arthur Pineda. Your line is now open. You may go ahead.
Thank you for the call. A few questions for me. Firstly, on the EBITDA margins, it seems to have softened owing to your postpaid focus. Is this a strategy that you will be pursuing for the remainder of the year and going into 2014? Second question I had is with regard to multimedia. Is there any guaranteed offtake for your exclusive partnership with MCA? What are the growth and margin expectations that we could put in on this one? Last question I had is again on media. If we look at PLDT from a three-year perspective, where do you see your media contributions versus your traditional service? Is there any investment commitment for media as well that you're pulling in? Thank you.
Right now for the music, it is still, you can download free up to August 30th, so we're still observing on how it's being used. There are certain commitments as to the amount by which we pay MCA, but these are actually based on historical figures based on our value-added services already. As I mentioned earlier, out of the 700 million pesos spent on music over the air, something like half of it is already on digital. The subsidies are, of course, going to continue as they are because we're seeding the market for postpaid smartphone take up, and that is going to continue after the rest of the year as we are trying to get our postpaid growing. If you look at the second quarter, our net adds on postpaid has been a historic high at 150,000 net adds, combined Smart and Sun already. And that should form a base for future revenues. We will continue to be seeding this base because we feel that postpaid, based on the analysis that we have looked at, is now over half or 54% penetration as far as smartphones are concerned.
The last question is, how do we see the media contribution in 3 years' time, and are there any investment commitments to support media?
I think the media component is part of this whole multimedia ecosystem that we're putting together with respect to content being available with the increased take-up of smartphones. So at the moment, the direct investment we have made is in the form of PBR subscriptions with respect to the signal effectively equity investment in Signal through the form of the PBRs. So that is what we have conferred and announced for the year.
I understand. So if I could just follow up on the second question on the postpaid focus. I recall in the past that Sun had a different accounting for subsidies. Has that been fully aligned with PLDT, i.e. do you extend subsidies upfront at this stage?
All the housing policies of SAR are aligned with the PLDT group ever since the acquisition.
Got it. Thank you.
Any follow-up questions, sir?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. We will now move to our next question. Our next question is from Niraja Natarajan. Your line is now open. You may go ahead.
Hi, thanks very much. My question is, in this first half, you're obviously trending well in terms of core net income, and obviously we've seen margins sort of improve because you had the manpower reduction. So if you're looking at the back half of the year in terms of cost, is the concern more because of the rise in subsidy expenses? Is that the only, is that the big event to watch for? And should it continue at 2Q level, or do you think there will be a further step up? Apologies if I didn't, if this is already asked. That's my first question. Secondly, I guess, we did see Globe's result, which was quite strong. Do you see that as a bit of a mark? They have talked about, some of the high-end subscribers sort of churning over to them. Is there any strategy that we are doing to sort of address or protect the high-end subscribers? That's my second question. And thirdly, how do you see this MVN arrangement that, Globe has gone ahead with, which is expected to launch in the back half of this year? How do you see that sort of impacting, any of your segments, if at all? Thank you.
Basically, the first question is that we're trending well in the first half. Margins are better. So what do you expect for the second half of the year? Whether subsidies will continue to be second quarter level or will it step up? And is there anything else that you need to take into account for the second half?
I think when it comes to subsidies, it will depend on how the market will follow. But definitely, we will be, as I said, feeding the market for more smartphone take-up on the postpaid side. As far as the competitive situation is concerned, the rivalry is still intense, and that will continue to be so. The situation is now conducive to growth. I think both of us are growing. Subscriber base, we are growing faster, I think. In the postpaid, we're growing faster. And therefore, that should form a base for future revenues moving forward.
Second question is part of Globe results. The strength of Globe's results are supposed to be on because there are some of our high end subscribers were churning into the Globe postpaid space. Any strategies to extend?
Yes, we have strategies, but we would like to keep it to ourselves. We're not seeing any serious migration out of our high-end subscriber base. What we are seeing, though, is in some instances, our high-end prepaid base are migrating downwards to our lower bucket pricing and our own brands, but staying within our network.
And the last one, any comments or impact of the Globe EDS MTN?
I think good luck for them, and our strategy remains there. We have the multi-screen strategy in play already, and we have launched TV2Go, and there will be more products that will be coming out in the next few months.
Sorry, if I may just come back, you said that you are seeing some of your subscribers move down to lower price packages. How are we going to address this? I mean, that itself is a risk, right, in terms of?
I guess that is part of how the dynamics of the market is moving. But what we are doing, though, is moving towards higher denoms or higher denominations and longer durations as far as bucket is concerned. And in terms of only, our TriNet services are limited to smart, and these are now upgraded in terms of price.
All right, thanks very much.
Any follow-up question, ma'am?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from Jake Ben. Your line is now open. You may go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to ask the questions. My questions would be related to smartphones and your data at, revenue. And the first thing is, what you have disclosed some statistics regarding smartphone penetration. May I confirm with you again, how do you actually define smartphones in your definition? The second question is regarding the 2.1 billion revenue from the mobile data. Would you be able to break down for us what's the percentage contribution from postpaid in that? And if it's majorly postpaid or the portion that's coming from postpaid, is it mainly from the monthly unlimited plan or what or how the users actually pay for the mobile internet right now? The third question is more on the CapEx side. I understand that you provide the CapEx figure for FY13. Anything you can share in terms of what to look at for FY14? Should we expect further decline or stabilize at this level? Thank you.
Definition of smartphone.
The definition of smartphone. A smartphone is the is a device that everybody knows what it is. it is either Android, iOS, or Symbian 60 operating system. It is a device where you can download apps over the air, and that's basically how we.
Right. So in that in. So basically, what you disclose does include.
Sorry.
Yeah, does it include like feature phones and also like Nokia with Symbian operating system and also BlackBerry as well?
As long as on Symbian, I think Symbian 60 and later models. That's how they define. The pack off is Symbian 60. We're seeing roughly in our network about a little over 6 million of these smartphones based on this definition in our system. And roughly the penetration is, we estimate, is about 10% overall. And on postpaid subscribers, it's about 53-54%.
Second question is for the 2.1 million mobile data internet revenue. What is the contribution from postpaid or prepaid, and how is this paid for by the subscribers?
We at the moment we do not disclose the breakup of that, but what we are seeing is that in terms of the postpaid subscribers, there's a higher penetration of smartphones, obviously, and a higher propensity to use data revenues among the postpaid subscribers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, postpaid subscribers will have the ability to go on always on either unlimited data plan for the month or some volume-based type of plan. Prepaid subscribers have the option of going either time-based, 5 pesos for 15 minutes or 10 pesos for 30 minutes. They can also go on unlimited by the day, although that tends to be a little pricey for the prepaid end of the market.
The last question is guidance on 2014 CapEx.
Our guidance for the CapEx, Chris, you wanna?
I think 29 billion for this year was restated. I think initially the thought going into 2014, it would run about the same level. Longer term, we had been looking at spend around about 17-18% of consolidated revenues. As we move into 2014, we'll continue to build out the content delivery platforms. I think Paulie described that in some detail, that's a very important initiative for us going forward. So that's something we've incorporated in 2013-2014 numbers. Alongside that, we will continue to build out the fiber network both to address the retail subscriber and to provide wholesale capacity to the cellular network. So slightly higher 2013-14. And then probably settling about 17-18% of revenues as we go into 2015 and all.
All right, thank you very much.
Any follow-up questions, sir?
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our next question is from Rama Marovada. Your line is now open. You may go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Three questions from me, please. Firstly, with regards to your overall cash OPEX, it is trending somewhere around 18 to 19 billion at the moment per quarter. Just wondering, how should we think about this in the longer term in terms of its evolution? And also with regards to this, could you just provide an update on how you think the digital acquisition is going in terms of cost savings, especially on the network side? And also, do you expect to see further reduction in personal expenses going forward? So that will be one. Number two is on the fixed line side, again, looking at the IDD revenues, it has been very volatile in the past couple of quarters. Just wondering if you could provide some idea of what the basic drivers are and how this should trend going forward. That will be the second one. Third one is really with regards to your tax rates. Seem to be very low in the first half. Just wondering what it's going to be for this year and what we should assume going forward. Thank you.
Maybe I can try two and three. I think on the tax rate, if you look at the recurring revenues, it's at the whole 20%, I think about 21-22%. We are anticipating that will be the case for the full year on the core. Obviously, some of the non-recurring gains are taxable, some are not. But on the recurring, I think you can work on about 21-22%. On the IDD, the main factors that drive that are the exchange rate. To the extent that the peso strengthens, that reduces the amount of IDD revenues on the fix. The two other major trends are effectively the IDD traffic moving to wireless. And then lastly, services such as Skype and other VoIP services. So you're right there, they are volatile, but the trend, I think, in the short to medium term is a continued decline. I think we're looking about something in the region of about 8-10% on a per annum basis. I think the good thing, if you look at it from the fixed perspective now, is that two major items of legacy revenues, which are the NLD and the ILD, which are effectively the toll businesses, are now getting to be less significant than they were a few years ago. I think they're less than 25% of the total. So as we see data growing quite robustly across the fixed line business, I think about 8-9%. The LEC business is staying fairly stable. The fixed is able to effectively absorb reductions in the toll business and still so show some growth. So I think we're seeing growth, excluding interconnect items, of about 3-4%, with the possibility that that might accelerate a bit as we go into 2014 and 2015.
On the question regarding the cost benefits from the digital acquisition, I think we're making good progress on that. We have certainly indicated that that's not an overnight thing, that will take a 2-3 year journey in terms of putting together certain sites for the network. That is anticipated to go all the way to the end of next year. We continue to look at how the organization is best sort of put together. So that's a continuing effort at our side for the various groups, from the revenue generating group to the network group to all the support groups. So there's still ongoing efforts in that respect.
Sure. Maybe if I can just clarify on in that regard, in terms of the overall OPEX, then should we expect further significant reduction in the cost base, or are the attempts to maintain the current cash cost levels going forward?
On the cost side, I guess we are running a fairly low overall increase levels, as you can see. So that's a combination of all the efforts. Now, we, of course, more volatile would be the level of the subsidies, but outside of that, with respect to the cash OPEX, that's precisely the benefits that we will get from the integration will contribute to our ability to maintain the expense growth at the low single-digit level.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any other questions?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions on queue?
As of the moment, we don't have any other questions on queue.
I have a question from the floor. There's a mic in the aisle. Back to you, Ms. Operator, for any questions.
As of the moment, there are no other questions on queue.
If there are no questions, I'll turn the floor over back to the operator to decide to display information.
Thank you. I would like to give everyone the instant replay information for today's call. This conference will be available on a 24-hour instant replay starting today daily on through August 21st, 2013. Replay information for the 3 p.m. call. International caller number is 852-301-8430. U.S. toll-free is 1-203-369-4575. Passcode is 8780. Conference leader is Melissa Verhel de Chos. I will now turn the conference back to PLDT for any additional or closing remarks.
Is there no questions on the floor? Please. Like for John.
It's Philippines versus Hong Kong tonight.
Yeah.
Qatar is leading by 1 point.
I pay up by four.
Sure.
See you November 6th for the next results presentation. Join us for some refreshments outside. Thank you.
And that concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your line in your own time.